Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
hey, hey, Cruising Storm.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do,
baby. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rowe Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
That's right, it's Friday once again, and that means it's time for another exciting show with the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. It's your resident, Map of the South, Mom to Little Donald's with my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia, and Rich Sister. In 2 weeks, many families will be gathering together to celebrate Thanksgiving Day, a holiday where some people for one day decide to ponder on what they are thankful for. We're asking the question, how can we be thankful every day in an ungrateful world? We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this.
I can't buy your love. Don't even want to try. Sometimes the truth won't make you happy. Still, I'm not going to lie. Don't ever question if my heart beats only for you. It beats only for you. No, I'm far from perfect. Nothing like your entourage. I can't grant you any wishes. I won't promise you the stars.
Thank you.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. A live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna, or my two co-hosts, Dr. Princess Azalea and Miss Sister, let's see if they're here. Ladies, are you here with me tonight?
I'm here.
Hey, Miss Sister, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How's your week been so far?
That's been going good. Been going good. I'm good.
That's good to hear. So I guess Dr. Princess Azalea, she hasn't made it in yet, but maybe, you know, later on she'll decide to show up. So, do you have any big plans for Turkey Day next week? Not next week, but in 2 weeks?
Just as usual, just hanging with the family. Nothing big. It's really going to be lower key this year for various reasons, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right. But do you have to travel to go see your family? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
I still live with my family, so. Yeah. So. I ain't got to travel but a few steps into a room, okay? Stay there.
That's funny.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Hi, Dr. Princess, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. My call
hey,
is
Dr.
dropped.
Princess.
I was actually on. Hey, how are you, Rich Sister? I was on the call and my call dropped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So how are
everyone
tonight?
Doing good, doing good. No complaints. I was just asking Rich Sister, you know, what her plans were for Turkey Day in 2 weeks. What were you saying?
I said, so how? What are the plans for Turkey Day?
Well, my plans, if everything goes according to plan, if it's God's will, the girls and I, we're going to hit the road and we're going to go to North Carolina to visit my family, my sister and their little cousins, do our once-a-year trip. So, looking forward to that. Not looking forward to the cold weather.
So you're going to go to North Carolina?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's
gonna
be wonderful. Such a beautiful state.
Yep. I'm looking forward to the cold weather. What was that, Rich Sister?
Okay, I thought you were done. Continue. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm not looking forward to the cold weather. And I was telling the girls, I said we got to go shopping for some winter clothes because we don't have any.
Why do you need winter clothes?
Because we're in Florida.
North Carolina is warm.
No, not all the time. This time of year, it's pretty chilly.
In North Carolina?
Yeah, they get snow. So what are your plans, Sergeant Faisal, Delia? I think we dropped her again.
No, you didn't lose me.
Oh.
You didn't lose me. Well, you lost me for 2 seconds. This phone I have, sometimes it just turns to the Apple sign comes up on the phone and it's just silent. So what did I miss?
I asked you, what are your plans for Turkey Day?
Oh, I'm going to cook. I always cook. Even if I go somewhere else, I always cook and, you know, kind of leave it. So that my family has something at home, even if we go to visit other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and I can cook. I can throw down. They call me the Black Martha Stewart. That's what they call it. I can cook a Thanksgiving dinner so fast, make your head swim, and it'd be so delicious, you finger licking good. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hear that.
I had an aunt that told me one time, she said, I've never known anybody to cook a Thanksgiving dinner so fast in my life, and it's so good. Like, it's all from scratch and homemade. Trust me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to whip something up, and then also, I don't know, you know what? I think I'm going to crash my family's dinner. My family, I haven't been to their Thanksgiving dinner in years. I don't know. I haven't been there. So it's very far away, but I think I'm going to go there this year and pay a nice visit. So that should be interesting.
Okay.
What about you guys?
Well, Rich's sister is saying she doesn't have that far to go. Just go into another room because she's with her family. So I was like, okay.
low key, that's about a, low key as it gets, right?
Right.
One room to another. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't need a coat.
Nice.
I don't need a coat, mittens. Hey,
you don't spend no gas.
I don't need to change clothes. I didn't just wash.
You just wanted it. Well, I thought tonight, since Thanksgiving Day is right around the corner, you know how some people, they just use that one day to sit around the table with their family or friends or whoever it might be and ponder over what they're thankful for. While the rest of the year, they could care less. So I thought we could do a show on how we can be thankful every single day, especially with the way that society is today. It seems like everybody is all for themselves, except for, you know, when that one day comes around, then they're all like, oh, okay, let's get everybody together and lovey-dovey. But any other day, they can't stand each other. So it's like, okay, we need to expand this and see if we can't help our listeners appreciate how we should be thankful for what we have every single day. And I know last week we were talking about the young lady that ended her life. She decided to end her life because she had cancer. And I just read an article before getting on the phone about another young lady. She was 32, and she died yesterday of ovarian cancer. And she has been fighting ovarian cancer since she was 24. And in reading the article, it really made me myself appreciate, you know, what I am in my life, because here she was at 24 diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and the doctors gave her a death sentence I don't know how many times, and she was like, oh no, this is not going to beat me, I'm going to fight every single day, and she did. She lived her life to the fullest, and I was reading her blog, she was thankful for every single day that she had, even if she woke up in pain. She didn't let that define who she was. She was thankful for her family, her friends. She kept working all the way up to, you know, where pretty much she couldn't do anything anymore. And even her sister said yesterday, before she passed away, that she was still fighting, saying, you know what, I'm not giving up yet. I still have breath in my body. And her sister said that, she said, help me get up out of bed. I want her to say my last prayer. So they helped her get out of bed. She got up on her knees, and she said this prayer, thanking God for every day that he gave her.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, why can't we do that? Why do we just have to have one day where we're saying, okay, I'm thankful for blah, blah, blah? Why can't we be thankful every single day?
That is so sad. How old was she?
She was 32.
Wow, 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of my very dear friends that's been my friend since I was, 8 years old. She was diagnosed with cancer. She went into the hospital 2 weeks ago for something routine, and they diagnosed with her with a very aggressive breast cancer. She's had her first surgery in 2 weeks, and now they're putting on chemo. I gave her some recipes today. You know, I always be talking about these recipes that we can have. And that's just so sad because there's such a way for us to heal, you know. Bottom line is, cancer is an antioxidant disease. It's a disease that is an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory disease. And it's important for us to understand that cancer can't live in a green body. Stop using the microwave. When I hear people that are dying that are 28 and 32 years old, I take it personal because it's like, it's literally because we don't have the education and we don't understand what cures cancer. Do we understand that cancer is anti-inflammatory disease, which means that cancer is triggered because there is inactivity between the cells. There is a lack of oxygen between the cells, literally. It's a lack of oxygen between the cells, which causes for your cells to operate like a symphony, a perfect symphony. When there is enough oxygen between the cells, that means that it cooperates with things. It cooperates with and balances the food that you eat, etc. We need to understand what is relevant for us to eat, such as mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, for example, that has a lot of oxygen. Vitamin D, ingest it. Vitamin D, vitamin E, take four pills a day. Take chlorella. Chlorella is the highest green algae on earth. You can buy it at the Whole Foods store. And you can also, I'm telling you, get the boathouse juice. Don't try to sneak your way with the naked. Naked is not good. Naked is a Coke product, and it has a lot of sugar content, and it does not have one of the very key components that Boathouse, Boathouse, has, which is chlorella. Quite a few milligrams. Increase your flex seeds. Flex seeds are very, very good. Onions, beans, greens. I'm just, you know what? Richard and Mom, too, I am just, it's a plague, but it's because we don't do the basic things. And you know what's frustrating? It's like the Obamacare. They don't tell us the basic stuff. It's like some kind of Ponzi scheme or something. It's basic. It's so basic, you'd wonder why no one told you. Because it's so basic. Stuff that we're deprived of, the knowledge that we're deprived of in our daily lives that we should have. Go ahead and have that collard green. Make you some collard greens every Sunday with some onions and tomatoes on the side. If you understand that collard greens, onions, tomatoes, beans, mushrooms, you know those are cures for cancer? Preventatives for cancer, all of the old stuff that we used to eat in the South. This is very sad that we neglect ourselves from mere knowledge. Someone that's 32 just died. I did a seminar last week, a workshop last week. There were a few people there. You know, there was a young lady. So my assistant shared that she had a cousin that died not died at this time, but she's stage 4. 28 years old of cancer. 28. Why is this? Then another lady in the seminar said her mother and her aunt just died. Her aunt just died. Her mother lived. Her aunt died because she went and took all the chemo. The aunt is still, her mother is still living because she decided not to, and she decided to take the natural path and quit. We have to decide what we're going to do. I'm just so disgruntled about when I'm hearing this. I mean, come on. You got 2-year-olds with cancer. Stop putting your food in the microwave. It's called the zap. Like, I'm serious. It's called zap, like Star Trek. Every time I think of somebody putting food in the microwave, I think about Star Trek. When the people used to stand in that little incubator thing, and they go shoop, 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 and you go zoop into somebody other place. Well, when you put your food in the microwave, it's just zapping into something else that means nothing. How about that?
Never thought about it that way. Wow. Yeah, it also made me think about today, my daughter and I, I was waiting for a friend because I was getting some makeup from her. And my daughters, we saw this lady walking, this older lady, and we didn't really know what she was, what was going on. We just saw her walking, and my oldest one, she goes, "Mommy, what is she doing?" I was like, "I don't know, babe. I don't know. We were just sitting in the parking lot waiting." And my friend came, and I got the makeup from her, whatever it might be. And I was getting back in the car, and the lady comes up to my car, and she goes, "Excuse me, ma'am, are you going such and such a way?" And I looked at her. I could tell she was nicely dressed. You know, she had nice jewelry on and everything. I was like, "Okay, so where do you need to go?" And she told me, she said, you know, her daughter, she tried to call her daughter. Her daughter got held up or somewhere, and she needed to get to a doctor's appointment. Now, usually, and I would say usually, because I am one of those people, you come up to my car, and I'm like, "Get away. The door's locked. Not letting you in." But looking at her, I could tell she was sincere. I said, "Get in. I will take you where you need to go." So come to find out, she only needed to go a few blocks. And she's talking to me, and she made the comment that, you know, not, she could tell from the way I looked that I was an okay person. And I was trying not to laugh because the way she said it. She's like, "You seemed okay." The whole entire time, my girls are in the back seat, and they are as quiet as can be. You can hear a pin drop. So after she gets out, I took her to the hospital, the doctor's office. The lady gets out. I turn around, look at both of my girls. I said, "Why are y'all so quiet?" And they said, "Mommy, you usually don't do that. We can't believe you did that." So I said, "Okay, so what is the lesson that you should have learned today?" And they're like, "Well, being kind." I said, "Yeah." And I explained to them, the reason why I did it is because I could tell she wasn't a threat. You know, you can tell when someone seems like they're going to try to do some harm to you or whatever it might be. So they were like, "Okay." And I tried to explain to them and said, "You have to be careful. You do want to help people every single day because what we have, we want to be able to share with others." She didn't have transportation, but I did. So with sharing that with her, maybe later down the road somewhere, we'll be blessed in another way. And I said, we have to be thankful for what we have. She was thankful that I gave her a ride. And that, they were like, "Oh, okay, I understand." They started to understand a little bit better. So with that being said, even little things like that we can be thankful for. Just having, being able to have our health every single day. Every time I get up, I say my prayers. I am, like, avid about saying my prayers every morning, thanking God just for giving me another breath and having my girls healthy. And when you said Obamacare, Dr. Prince O'Dea, that's what went through my head, because I'm like, I have health insurance, but it's not the best health insurance in the world, and I'm so afraid that if they get sick and I go to take them to the hospital is going to turn them away because I don't have enough health insurance. So I'm thankful for every single day that they wake up and they're in good health. Just little things like that we should be thankful for. What do you think, my sister?
Well, definitely the main thing I always just simply got to remember is God is my source.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go to thinking, like you said, with the title, being thankful in an ungrateful world, it is so easy to get caught up in the world's mindset.
Because
the world's mindset is go out, grab what you can, get it all.
Right.
Run over some people to get it if you have to, you know. Get more, more, and more, and when you feel you ain't got enough, stack on some more.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, you know, that thinking can really get you twisted.
Yeah.
You know. And it goes that having you feel ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
The good old, as they say, comparison game. Looking in somebody else's front yard at what they have, and, you know, and playing the competing game, and just so many things that can stop you from seeing what's right in your face.
Yes, Yes, you're so speaking the truth, because I had an associate, and we barely speak now. He was one of those people that he saw everything negative. And when you become ungrateful for what you have, you better believe with a quickness that God, he's going to put you in your place. He's going to knock you down forever. I mean, at the time, this man had a good job. He had a family. His kids were in good health. Had everything that he could ask for, and yet he was still, like, ungrateful for what he had. And I looked at him one day, I said, you know what? You keep on, and everything that you have is going to be taken away from you. Little by little, keep it up. Keep being ungrateful for what you have instead of being thankful. Didn't believe me. And sure enough, little by little, stuff started happening. He lost his job, couldn't find a good job to save his life, started getting behind the bills, lost the house, lost the wife, lost the kids, everything. And till this day, he blames everybody else except for himself. That's why I hardly ever talk to him now, because it's like, are you kidding me? And it's almost like people like that, they have blinders on their eyes. They want to blame everyone else for what's going on around them instead of seeing what is with them, what's wrong with them. Because, like I said, when you become ungrateful and you don't appreciate what you have, the little bit that you do have, it can be taken away from you. And then you're sitting there going, oh, now what? What do I do now? Dr. Prince O'Dill, you still with us? Oh.
But yeah, I just have to seriously just keep in mind, you know, God is my everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you really got to be thankful, because see, we can get trapped in, you know, grumbling and complaining, you know, and we get into those places where, those times where we're like, you know, We're not grateful.
Uh-huh. I like the way you say that God is my everything, because he is with me too. And the girls and I, we were watching a preview for the movie. I think it just came out on DVD. I never did go see it in the movie theater, because everyone was saying that it didn't really stick to the Bible's version of Noah, but the movie Noah. And the preview, it shows, I guess he was supposed to be the king. I'm not sure who this guy was. But he made a comment to Noah. He said something like, here I am standing before you with 100 men, and it's just you by yourself. And Noah came back, and he made a comment, I do not stand alone. And he was referencing that that God was behind him. So I am on the same path as you, Sister Rare. You know, God is my everything, too. I do not take what I have now. I don't take anything for granted that I've done it on my own. I am thankful for every little thing that I have, because I know without him, I wouldn't have anything. And it's sad that, you know, people in the world today, they don't see that. They really don't. Like you said, it's all about them. It's all about, okay, what can I get next? What can I do for me, 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 and more me? They don't care about anybody else. Until,
yeah.
You know, you have
me, myself, and I.
Right. Until you have that special holiday that comes around, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that. It makes me think about the people that go to church on Sunday. All during the week, they're doing everything in the world. And then on that one, on Sunday, they go in and repent. I repent my sins. And then Monday comes around, they turn around and do it all over again. It's like, come on.
Right. Right.
Like, no, you can't have it both ways. You really can't.
Is everybody here?
Oh, she's back.
My phone, I'm telling you, I've got the new iPhone C, and I'm not trying to put bad blood on iPhone C. But let me tell you what happens with my iPhone C. It keeps blinking out, and the Apple comes up, and then nobody can hear me, and I can't hear them either. So, anyway, we're talking about
right. But you do have to go through our first break of the evening, but don't go anywhere. Sit tight. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mom to Little Donna's with your fitness and health tip for the week. So, with the holidays gearing up, you know you'll probably put on a pound or two. That's not so bad, right? Well, for us women, that pound or two ends up right around our waist, increasing our risk of heart disease, hypertension, and cancer. Women whose waists are bigger than 35 inches are twice as likely to die of heart disease than women with smaller waists. You see, when we have too much belly fat, it makes the rest of our body work too hard. What can we do? Let's start in the kitchen. Eat foods with more protein and other vitamins and lay off the sugary snacks. Flush out your system with, guess what? Water. I'm always saying it and I'm always preaching it. Flush out your system with drinking more water. Less fast food and more cooked, healthy meals. Believe it or not, these few simple things make a big difference in the amount of belly fat you'll have. So, let's get you to a healthier you, one step at a time. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Welcome back to Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. And if you're just now joining us, tonight we're talking about being thankful in an ungrateful world. And we know that Thanksgiving is in about 2 weeks. And we're just talking about how instead of being thankful for just one day, we should try to be thankful every single day. But before we go back into our topic, Dr. Prince Odilia, are you still there? Did we lose you again?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, so we're going to turn it over to Dr. Prince Odilia for our inspirational corner. Dr. Prince Odilia, the floor is all yours.
Awesome. First, I just want to say that it is so important for us to understand that we have the power to transform our lives. We have the power to live a very healthy life, a very productive life, a very happy life, a very inspiring life. But it's our choice. I had a friend today, actually his birthday is today, and he said to me, I asked him, what would you like for your birthday? Would you like dinner? Would you like to go hang out? And my friend said to me, no, I just want to go home and cry. I want to go home and be sad. If I just would have done this or that 5 years ago, I wouldn't be where I am today. If I just would have not done this, and if I just would have just done that, then this and that would be different. This is what I want to say to you. For all of you, this is and that, and what I would have, should have, could have done, all of you should have, could have, would have done. This is what I want to tell you. Focus on now, today. Today is the best day of your life. You know why? Because you have the opportunity of transformation, the opportunity of inspiration, the opportunity of change, the opportunity of love, peace, and hope. The opportunity to create something new. The opportunity to take it and put it full throttle with a new vision and plan in place. I'm telling you, it's really up to you. So I want to invite everyone to look at yourself and say, I am wonderful. I am happy and whole. I am not depressed, but I am productive and I am happy. From that deepest place, that darkest place of depression, you will experience the greatest experience of joy and happiness, I'm telling you, because how else will you even know what it is? I love every last one of you. Understand that this is your life, and this is the best day of your life. Don't stand in front of the window. Don't be like the one who would stand in front of the window, never realizing where you are, nor acknowledging and appreciating your place now. Live in the here and now. appreciate it, accept it, and then choose to either change it or continue where you are. It's your choice. I love you. It's your choice. Visit me online, bountifulgroup.com, and also Princess Adelia. I love you guys.
All right, and that goes right along with our topic. 347-850-1272 is our call number again. If you'd like to call in and give us, you know, your feedback on what we're talking about tonight. Everything you said, Dr. Princess Adelia, very inspirational, and it's so true. I think about people that go through things, or I call them trials and tribulations in life. You have those people that every time something bad happens, they want to get down and depressed, and they don't want to get out of bed. Again, I'm not saying that depression is not real, because I know it's very real. But we all have to make a decision whether we're going to stay in that slump or we're going to get up and fight back and make it a better day than it was yesterday. And, again, that all has to do with being thankful for what we have. We all are going to go through trials and tribulations. Those trials and tribulations are what makes us who we are. Without those experiences, we won't learn anything. We'll just be going day by day, doing the same new thing, routine. But when we make those mistakes and we get knocked down, we're supposed to learn from them and be thankful that we have another day to correct whatever mistakes it might be. And, you know, Dark Spirits will tell you when you talk about your friend saying, you know, he wanted to go home and just cry and say, if I had only done this, if I had only done that, thinking in my head, yeah, but look at where you are now. Who cares about what you did in the past or what you didn't do in the past? What are you doing with your life right now? It's never too late to change, to be a better person, to be thankful
Absolutely.
For what you have right now.
Absolutely. It's all our choice. And it's such a wonderful thing, because guess what we have? We have today. And guess what? We can really make something phenomenal about today. Guess what else that people don't realize? That every choice that you made was on purpose. Life makes no mistakes, and if it wasn't for you to bake it, you wouldn't have made it. I remember when I... The first time that I thought I was going to London and that my life was going to change because I was going to London, I always thought, if I make it to London, I've made it. And so at this particular time, I was supposed to go to London. I was super excited about it, and it didn't happen. And I was so sad, and there was nothing that you can tell me to believe, to make me believe that it was not as a result of something that I did. It just didn't matter. It just... Nothing anybody could tell me to get me out of this slump. I, as a matter of fact, when I went to sleep 2 days later and woke up, I didn't want to hear what anybody had to say. Heck, I was looking up at the ceiling and saying, darn it, I'm alive? For real? Gee, save me the gory details of that, right? But this came to me. At times, life will offer you choices, knowing full well the choices that you will make, but presenting to you the opportunity to experience life and all of its profound results. So never, ever, never, ever regret any choice that you've made, for in all cases, you have just become more knowledgeable of your true self, thereby giving yourself an opportunity to transform your life and to inspire others to do the same. And it was such a great thing. And I felt so refreshed after that. And I said, wow. So life offered me this, what I call a disaster, as an opportunity to create something, an opportunity to come and to grow into something that is so much more profound than I thought originally. That's what it is. So you ask the question, what am I to experience in this moment now? And you move on. Period.
Yep.
Miss Sister, you have any thoughts or comments you would like to join in? I really don't have anything further what I just said. Yeah. It's about just really taking one day at a time.
Uh-huh.
One day at a time, and really just go, really go back and look over your life. See where he's brought you from. Good times and bad. Just see that as the example.
Uh-huh.
Of what more that you can accomplish with your life. Because there's more that I just believe, like the Bible says, your best days are ahead of you. Your best days are ahead of you. People think, you know, they get to a place where they're like, they go look back, oh, well, them were the good old days. Well, according to the Bible, the good days should be now. Should be the future. Your good day can be today and beyond if you believe it to be so.
Yeah. One thing I like to do is I like to, at the end of the day, I always ask myself, okay, what did I do today to help someone else? And what a lot of us, we don't realize is there's always someone out there that is looking at us, looking to see how we are living our lives, and they're looking to model themselves after us. And I know that might sound like cliche or weird, but there's always someone out there just looking at us and using us as a role model, whether we know it or not. For me, it's always my two girls. So when I wake up and when I go to bed, the first and last thought is, okay, what example did I show to them to help them be better people? And I didn't even realize that even in my workplace, there's a lot of coworkers that they look at me and they're modeling, you know, they're looking at me as an example, as a role model for them. And I didn't realize that until a couple of weeks ago when I had two young ladies, and they just graduated from, well, one is still in school. She graduated this year. The other one, she just started college. They both came up to me, and they said, Tanya, when you first started working here, we didn't like you. And I started laughing. I said, really? I just had to laugh. I said, so why didn't you like me? And they both said, because we didn't know you as a person. We just assumed that you were going to be one of those black women that feel like, oh, you're in power now and you're just going to do this and just go kind of crazy. That's what they said. I said, oh, really? So what do you think now? And they were like, we really like you and we really appreciate that you listen to us and you try to help us with our problems. Because both of them, they come from a home. One has comes from a single family home. The other one, her parents are not really involved in her life. So they really don't have anyone to talk to. So they're always coming to me and they're talking, you know, asking me questions about what they should do about certain situations. And I try to give them the best advice I can that I will give to my own daughter. So even when we, in our everyday conversations with people, the way we talk to people, the way we interact with people, they're listening to us, whether we know it or not. So it's really important that we try to be the best people that we can be, not so much for others, but so that we can make ourselves better people. Dr. Crystal, is there anything else you'd like to add? We lost her again. And she said she got an iPhone 6 or something.
I've never seen nobody with.
Okay, are you guys?
Oh, there you go.
I was just saying, you need to take your phone back.
Yeah, because I don't know. You seem to be
having more problems at work than stick to what was it, the Cricket phone or the Samsung phone? Yeah, they were lost again. What was that you were saying earlier, Rich Sister, about like trying to keep up with everybody? See, the iPhone got you in trouble, Dr. Crystal D. You think you're a cheap phone? A $30 phone, you be good. Keep the money.
Try track phone. Try track phone. I got track phone.
There you go. That's one thing you will never see me with is an iPhone anything. I'm like, you know, and people think I'm crazy when I say this. I say, you know that? This iPhone stuff is all one big conspiracy. That's what it is to me. I was like, nope, you will not see me with an iPad, iPhone, I nothing.
Mm-mm. Huh. Yeah. They all can break down soon. I just rather pay for the cheapest one to break down as I can.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm thankful for my little cheap phone. So, there you go. I just need my phone to make phone calls. I'm good.
There you go.
Yep. But yeah, just getting back to our topic. We really need to take, like you said, take one day at a time and be just thankful for what we have. And not saying that we shouldn't try to find ways to better ourselves, you know. Like, let's say you have an old car that's about to fall apart. We're not saying, no, you shouldn't achieve to try to get a better car or vehicle or anything like that. We're just saying, be grateful for what you have right now. And as God sees fitting, He will give you what you need. I know sometimes we might say a prayer and we're wondering, okay, how come, you know, our prayer hasn't been answered? Well, I feel God answers all prayers. It's just sometimes the answer might be no. So just because you didn't get what you want doesn't mean that He didn't answer your prayer, because He's telling you, no, not right now. Because He takes care of all our needs. He makes sure we have what we need, not what we want. I mean, there's a totally different thing there, and a lot of people, they get that confused. Like, well, why didn't God do this? Why didn't God do that? You know, and it really irritates me when they go on that tangent. I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you later. I sort of walk away because it's like, why are you blaming God? You prayed for something, you didn't get it, and now you're having a fit. You didn't get it because at right now the answer was no. You don't need it. Maybe He wants you to wait. Maybe there's a different path you're supposed to be taking. But we as human beings, you know, we're impatient. We want what we want when we want it now.
Yeah, because some be talking about, well, He did.
Mm-hmm.
Because you mad because He didn't, you know, He didn't choose to do it your way.
Right.
You know, and I know it's like what you said, be thankful what you have. That way you'll take care of what you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, He's not going to give you a new car if you're trashing your old one.
Thank you.
If it's junky and dirty and...
You never change
take care of what you have.
Right. Right. And you know, you get that, some people get that envy thing. Well, so-and-so has such a big house. Why can't I have that? Maybe you're not meant to have that right now. Maybe you have something better for you in your future. You don't know. So stop wishing for what you don't have and be thankful for what you do have. Like we were saying, you know, Thanksgiving days in a couple of weeks, there are a lot of people out there homeless or don't have anyone to share Thanksgiving with. What about them? Couldn't we share some of our food with them?
Yep.
Thanksgiving Day is not it's not a happy day for everyone.
Exactly.
You're going to have... Some people, you know, they're spending their Thanksgiving Day in the hospital because they have a loved one that's sick. So.
Yeah. You know, I want to add something to that, though, because it's not that the prayers aren't being answered. The bottom line is when we are very powerful spirit beings. I can't say that enough. Whatever you will it to be, it is. So how you think in your heart of a situation, so is it. Literally, life and death is in the power of your tongue. So I'm going to say, and in respect to the process and journey that life yields us, as we have requested certain things, we desire certain things, but what we don't desire is the process in which it is required for us to take to get to what we've asked for.
Mm-hmm.
No different than a kid who dropped the ball in the street and rolled out the street. Can you imagine? The kids, they don't understand that it's no big deal when you tell them, no, don't go in the street. Because you, as a parent, already have in your mind, I'm going to get you something else, so don't worry about it. But the kid has no understanding of that, and they're thinking, oh, my God, I lost my ball. Mommy, you know, daddy. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's like, don't worry about it because I'm going to get you a new ball. It's important for us to realize sincerely that life has everything under control, that literally we were created with the ability of God within us for us to be able to call it out as we will it to be and to say what we want. And just because the road is muddy sometimes on some of these journeys and some of the paths that we must take, it doesn't mean that we have been forsaken. It doesn't mean that it's not coming. It's coming. It's already here, in fact. But what you are experiencing is just due process. Chill out. It's all good.
Right.
And it is so right now.
I like the way you said that a lot of people, when they pursuing something, they don't want to go through the process needed to get there. And on that note, we do have to go through our last break of the evening, but sit tight. We will be right back.
Not asleep.
Well, good evening. Are we live? Mom, too?
I'm still.
Are you here, Rich Sister? Can you hear me?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. So we do have sound, but we've lost Mom, too. Well, I'm not sure how many minutes we have left, but we've lost her. She's there? Okay, good.
Okay. We got 4 minutes left. We got 4 minutes left. Right. So, very quickly, my sister, what would you like to close us out with?
Well, definitely, this was a great show, and I just simply leave you with Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That's it for me.
Right.
Take care and have a great night.
Okay, thank you. And Dr. Princess Day, what would you like to close us out with?
So a man think in his heart, so is he. So, you'll understand this, that your thoughts are very powerful. It is, in fact, the highest form of prayer. Don't underestimate the thoughts that cross your mind. It's up to you to pay attention to it or not. Some thoughts you should just let pass you by, and some thoughts you should hold on to. But those things that you should discard, go ahead and discard it if it's contrary to what your vision is. So a man think in his heart, so is he. Stand strong and create the future that you so desire, because that is the gift that God has given you. And the ability, it's yours. Transformation, it is so. I love every last one of you. Thank you.
Okay.
BountifulGroup.com. Thank you.
And
I want you to like Take Back the D. Go to TakeBackTheD.com. That's right. Yes.
All right. And I just want to close us out with, we need to be thankful for every day that we wake up. We need to be thankful for everything that we have. We need to be thankful for. We don't need to wait until Thanksgiving Day and say what we're thankful for. We should be thankful every single day. And I'm thankful for having my two co-hosts with me here tonight on Ladies First Radio. I want to tell everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Be safe. We love all of you, and we will see you back here next Friday on our show. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love
Good
you.
Good night,
Bye.
Everyone.
I always feel like a walk-in when we do our clothes. I feel like, good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Ellen. Have a good night, everyone.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott.
I love you.